Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I'm of course William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, Will. What's up, man? How's it going?
I'm good, man. And I'm glad to be back, man. Especially for this special episode. This is the part two episode of the 10-year anniversary extravaganza. You know, just literally yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of the very first Sports Urban Legend episode.
Yep.
So, again, you know, I want to thank you guys for the support, you know. And, you know, I wanted to take a trip down memory lane. So, you know, I wanted to play some clips of memorable episodes, you know. What was I going to say? The pilot episode, for some reason, I don't know if it's a glitch or whatnot, it's not playing the actual episode. So I don't know if hopefully Block Talk Radio could rectify that problem, because, you know, I'd love, you know, to be able to hear the pilot episode and most importantly the fans, you know.
Yeah.
So hopefully they could rectify that situation. So I was going to play that right now, but unfortunately I can't. But now, I'll do you one better. You know, the celebration continues. So I'm gonna play some other clips from this series so far throughout the show. You know, we'll also talk about the latest news in sports. You know, the Astros scandal with stealing the signs in the playoffs a few years ago, which, you know, ironically resulted in them having their first ever championship. We're also going to talk about, the hot stove with the Mets and the Yankees, who they're going to go after, who they shouldn't go after. Also, we're going to talk about the Knicks as they fall, you know, another game, about an hour ago, to the Hornets. We'll talk about that and, you know, them battling Porzingis recently. And, of course, you know, we'll talk, about the Jets and the Giants and, Jets defeating the Giants last week. And then last but not least, we'll talk WWE. You know, CM Punk is back in WWE, you know, under, you know, a different, in a different way. But we'll get into that. But most importantly, and let me underline that again. Most importantly, we'd love to hear from you if you'd like. Share your thoughts on, you know, the 10 years of this show. What memorable moments you love? What moments you didn't love? You know, just let your voice be heard. And the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917. Wait, did they change the number? Looking at the board, it looks like they changed the number.
Oh, did it change? Really?
Yeah, so I'm looking at the board right now.
Oh, wow.
Is guest calling? Is that for the fans or?
Yeah, that's the fans. Yeah.
So they changed the number?
I guess so.
Are you looking at this right now too?
No, I'm not. I can log in right now and look.
Yeah, I'm gonna just check to see to confirm if we're gonna.
It looks like it's a 563 number.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like they changed the number.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
Yeah, but it's been always the number we've always had it for a long about that throughout the entire series.
Yeah,
Yeah, I guess that's the new number for the fans. So, I guess we'll give it out. It's 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So feel free to call and you know, let your voice be heard.
Bon Talk Radio got jokes.
You know, so yeah, let's, you know, we'd love to hear from you and hear what you
night
got,
after WrestleMania, you know, we gotta do something big, you know. So we're gonna lead off with wrestling. Usually do it at the end of the show, but we're gonna lead it off with WrestleMania 35 and yes, let's. So right there, you know, we're gonna play some of the biggest hit, you know, biggest you know, some of the biggest moments during the show run. That was a little clip of my reaction to Kofi Kingston. Let me play it in its entirety, give it its proper introduction. So yeah, this is basically me and Max, a little sample of the episode. Our thoughts on, you know, Kofi Kingston finally winning the title after 11 years with the company. So let's get back to that. Night after WrestleMania, you know, we gotta do something big, you know. So we're gonna lead off with wrestling. Usually do it at the end of the show, but we're gonna lead it off with WrestleMania 35 and a little bit went down in Raw just a few minutes ago. And, you know, talk a little bit about the NBA as the regular season goes winding down. Talk about the MLB. And, you know, we're going to talk some other stuff. But most importantly, you know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So talk about any of these topics and more. We'll be glad to hear from you. But before I go into the wrestling thing, I know if you've been watching the show, folks, you know there's always spoilers. But for this one, I think I should warn you in advance that this will be spoilers. Are you ready, Macaulay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You've been warned. If you didn't see Raw, if you did not see WrestleMania 35, if you have not been near a computer or a laptop or iPhone, whatever, and you're living under a rock, here is the spoiler alert. The winner of the WWE Championship is no other than... All right, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. The new WWE champion, Kofi Kingston.
Well deserved.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations, WWE. Finally doing the right thing, man. This guy has been doing his job, man. He's been doing his job for 11 years. And they finally put the title on him. Finally.
Yeah, man. It's about time, man.
Mm-hmm.
11 years coming, right?
Yep, 11 years coming, man. And we're gonna get into Raw's episode momentarily. But yeah, congratulations to Kofi Kingston. You know, he finally got his one-on-one opportunity against Daniel Bryan. You know, the former fan favorite, you know, before he went heel. And Kofi, he finally got the opportunity, faced him one-on-one for the title, and came through in the clutch.
Yep.
And
that was a great match, too. Probably the best match of the night.
Hey, that's
spoiler. That's a spoiler. That's my. That was, to me, in my opinion, the best match of the night, hands down. You know, he was fighting against a fellow future Hall of Famer in Daniel Bryan, and man, it lived up to the hype. My only criticism.
Well, a little sample of that episode from earlier this year when Kofi Kingston finally won the title earlier this year at WrestleMania 35. So yeah, definitely check out that episode. Check out any episodes, but yeah, definitely check out that episode. Definitely a great episode. Here's whatchamacallit, the episode of my reaction to the Mets going to the World Series. Unfortunately in a losing fashion,
Love
of course, but
radio.
It is what it is. Let me Oh, wait. Difficulty, folks. let me see if I can skip ahead, though. Why isn't it allowing me to skip ahead?
It doesn't... on the dashboard, it doesn't allow you to skip.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so you could just play, I guess, the first several minutes.
Yeah, I guess. Well, there goes. Yeah, basically. Yeah, I don't want to go through the whole music and all that stuff right now, but by any case, I was pumped to finally go to the World Series, and I predicted that basically, that I, as happy as I was for the Mets going to the World Series, I had an eerie feeling about the Mets facing the Royals. Not that the Mets was going to lose, but that, Mets are basically battling a team that's very similar to them. And, it's not going to be an easy series. And fortunately, I was right. I mean, the Royals owned us, man, for sure. I mean, what can I say? But, that's another episode you guys should check out,
The Royals were determined that year.
Yeah, it was their year, that episode is definitely an episode worthy to, to check out for sure. But that was, yeah, still hurts. 4 years later, yeah, it still hurts. But if the fans, the type of fan I am, especially if you follow the show, or even if you listen to the pilot episode, I go into depth of my fandom. And unfortunately, I haven't seen any of my teams win a championship during that time. So all the episodes I've done are pretty relevant. So.
I'm surprised you didn't want to play that Let's Go Mets song.
Yeah, I mean, I do, but I mean, I wanted to get straight to the clip, but I wanted to go straight to the clip, but over the years, we've been blessed to have, a lot of wonderful guests, and one of them is Eric Moss, and he's a great strong man, and inspirational speaker. I have an episode interviewing with him, and the guy is very honest and entertaining. You should definitely check out his show and this episode as well. So, check out just this little sample of the episode that
I highly recommend you check out.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of Sports the Legend. Happy New Year's, everybody. It's me, William Rameau, and on the other line is, of course, as always, Macaulay Matthew. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going? Happy New Year.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Same to you, man. How's everything with you?
Good, man. Just enjoying the weekend, watching some football. Doing good. Starting this new year up off on a good note.
And congratulations with your Giants going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And
sorry about
your
Jets.
Basically, yeah, it is what it is. They finally won a game, what, 30-10.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh finally had a good game in his final, what should be his last game as a Jet. You know, quarterback. We'll get more into that if we have time. So. Without further ado, I definitely want you to hear this awesome interview I had with Eric Moss. With that, let's just go straight to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. Simply put, Eric Moss is one of the best inspirational speakers in the world today because he combines humor and unrivaled charisma with his love for inspiring others with an unparalleled strength as a world record holding strongman. Despite being told at a young age that he was a lazy boy and he would never amount to anything, he continued to defy the odds as the most improbable strongman since he is only 5'7 and weighs 155 pounds. Eric Moss has accomplished so many things on and off the stage, including being an author and a devoted husband. Ladies and gentlemen, I humbly present to you the real Man of Steel, Eric Moss.
Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for having me and all that stuff. I'm starting to blush. How are you today, William?
Again, thank you, man. The pleasure is all mine and everybody listening to Sports Urban Legend coming up right now.
I appreciate you having me on your show. It's always an honor to share my story.
The pleasure.
Well, you know, there's plenty more of that episode when you check out the show. I want to again thank Eric Moss for taking the time and interviewing with me. You know, I am eternally grateful for that. And another person I am, you know, eternally grateful for coming on the show is a very good friend of mine as well, Joe DeReese. You know, he's also a motivational speaker as well. And, he goes into depth of, you know, his fandom and how something unexpected in his life, shifted him to his calling. So, you know, I hope you guys check out that episode too. So, check out that episode. And here's a sample of that episode as well.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to a very special edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I'm of course Wayne Rameau. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm good, man. I'm glad to have you on the show.
And, you know, I'm going to have a special guest on the show, Gio Doris. So without further ado, let's get to the interview.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce one of my dearest friends. Without a shadow of a doubt, Gio Doris is one of the best motivational speakers on the planet. You won't find a better person who is more passionate about empowering people to have the courage to chase their dreams, no matter what, how difficult or how impossible it may seem. As a result, he released a book called The Thirst is Real, The Guide to Maximizing Your True Potential, where he has shared his journey, shifting his career goals from wanting to become one of the best defensive players in NFL history, becoming a CEO to his newly formed company called 2020 Living, which enables him to motivate people to become the best version of themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Gio Doris.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, man. Absolutely a pleasure to be on here with you, man. Let's get this going.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine, and everybody who's going to listen to this, you know, your story, it's going to bless a lot of people. So, again, thank you. No doubt. But,
well, yep, there goes, you know, my, you know, wonderful interview with Gio. So, you know, definitely check that episode out as well. Check out their websites as well. And, you know, and, definitely support those guys. 'Cause you know what we do on this show, Mac, you know, we talk sports and entertainment, but you know, we all, I mean, you know, both of these guys are huge sports fans as well. And, you know, it's, you know, we also want to not only entertain you, but, you know, to inform you a bit and, you know, have a good time listening to these guys, you know, who definitely are, you know, doing their calling, you know, inspiring people.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, yeah, I guess one more thing, another memorable moment, I guess it's a recent moment. I mean, because there's so many moments on this show, you know, that we've, you know, we've done in this past 10 years. But, you know, ideally, you know, I wanted to play the pilot episode, but, you know, of course, you know, somehow there's some technical difficulties where I can't even play the audio anymore. Hopefully it's not lost in space forever and, you know, Dr. Credo could recover it somehow. But, again, I wanted to bookend it with this past week, the part one of, you know, this 10-year anniversary episode. So here's a brief trip down memory lane from last week. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the special 10-year anniversary of Sports Urban Legend TV. I am, of course, William Ramo, and on the other line is the incomparable Macaulay Matthew. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm pumped, man. I want to thank you, and I want to thank everybody, you know, for the support for the past 10 years. As you remember, November 15th, 2009, you know, this dream of having this show, you know, doing this, you know, podcast show became, you know, came to fruition on that day, nearly, you know, 10 years ago. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you, Mac, for your support and,
no problem,
of course, your friendship. And of course, you know, I want to thank, the fans, you know, whether this is your first time listening to this show or you've been listening to it since day one, you know, I want to thank you and I want to appreciate you, you know, for the support. So, you know, again, thank you. And hopefully there'll be many more years of, you know, of awesome content, you know. So, and, you know, we're going to try to evolve this show, get this show better and, you know, give you a product that you guys, you know, deserve and could be proud of, man. So, again, I want to thank you guys for the support of what you guys, you know, have, you know, given me and Mac for these 10 years. So, again, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Well, there you go. You know, 1 week later, you know, our feelings still haven't changed, man. We, you know, we want to try to do the best show we can for you fans, you know, and we want to thank you for the support over these, you know, 10 years. And like I said, yesterday officially made it the 10-year anniversary because on November 15, 2009, the dream, my dream of, you know, hosting a podcast show, talking sports and entertainment and everything else, you know, came true. So, again, I want to thank you guys. And, yeah, let's do it, man. We had the, you know, we talked about the past, you know. And, again, check out all the episodes if you can, you know. And thank you for your all of your continued support. So, with that said, yeah, let's move it to the present and potentially to the future.
10 more years of sports are a legend.
Yeah, amen to that. Hopefully 10 more years and beyond. 10 more years and beyond of sports are a legend. With both of these guys right here, and you know, just keep evolving the show and making it, you know, close to the show that you guys deserve, you know, and just keep evolving. So again, thank you guys. Let's shift gears to what was I gonna say? Let's shift gears to what's going on in modern times, man. And the Knicks, you know, they just keep losing games again. RJ Barrett, he had his best game. He scored 22 points. No, I think it was Mitchell Robinson who actually scored the 22 points because this was his first game. This was his best game, you know, this season because he's been battling through injuries.
Did he start tonight?
I think he did.
Okay.
Because I was watching most of the game. Randall, he didn't play too bad, you know. But you know, the Knicks got their butt kicked as usual.
There's rumors that the Knicks might fire Fitzdale soon.
Yeah, I've heard of that rumor. But you know, Bill Parcells says you are what your record says you are. But I think he's the rare exception. I think he's a good coach. You know, even though his record is way below 500, thanks to the Knicks. You know, on a good team, he could be a decent coach. You know, but you know, your record is what you say you are, and
yeah.
You know, he's gonna be the fall guy. You know, I mean, Steve Mills hasn't really done anything really, but you know, during his tenure, but you know, it is what it is, and
still can't play any defense. Goddamn Knicks.
They can't play any defense to save their life. They couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag the way how they play defense. And the Devontae Graham, man, he was just the latest guy to drill a 3-point dagger on them. And I kid you not, I was watching the game with my father, and you know he was getting excited because we were up by 11. And I'm like, I literally told him, I'm quoting myself verbatim from a few hours ago. I said, don't be fooled by these Knicks. Because you're saying, you know, they're playing good. You know, this is a different Knicks team. You know, they're playing. I said, don't be deceived by these Knicks. This is the same old Knicks. You know, they get up, they go up double digit. They go up by 20. And then by the fourth quarter, they blow the game. I don't remember if I said they lose by a 3-pointer. Maybe I did say that. I don't remember. But, you know, sure enough, they had a 11-point lead. They blew the lead. And then afterwards, they had the lead up by 8. Then, of course, with like 2.1 seconds left,
the aforementioned Devontae Graham hits the dagger, the three-pointer, with 2.1 seconds left in the game. And I, to be honest with you, when he had the ball in his hand, I wasn't even looking. I was I was watching on MSG, but it turned into a radio because I was listening. I wasn't even looking, and I just knew it was gonna happen. I wasn't even watching the game, and I just hit the three. Oh my goodness, he hit the three! I'm like, yeah.
How many times have we seen that?
Well, luckily for me, I didn't see it. I just heard it, but yeah, it happens practically every game when you think about it. You know, to the credit of the Knicks, you know, they did beat up Porzingis, you know, at the Garden and in Dallas. You know, that was clearly the highlight of the season, and unfortunately that looks like that's going to be the highlight, you know, barring something unforeseen happens, you know. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is, man. The Knicks just, they keep losing. They can't get any players to come to their team. So it's just going to, you know, as hard as these guys, you know, try to play, you know, because, you know, these guys, you know, they got a chip on their shoulder. And, you know, unfortunately, they try too hard at home and they get their butt kicked all the time. You know, it's sad to see. And now I think about it, here's another thing that's been annoying me with the Knicks in the past couple of years. I mean, other than the fact they don't play any defense and, you know, they can't get any star players to come here because these players don't have the gut. These superstar players don't have the guts to take on the challenge of playing for the Knicks. But I digress. These playing home white uniforms on the road. What's the sense of that? Like, seriously. You're watching I'm not saying this happened in the game today, but because they were at home, you know. But I remember a few games ago they were playing on the road and they were playing home white, and of course you know they lost. But what I don't know, does that annoy you or do you don't care about that?
I mean, we see it in other sports sometimes where teams will play like in white on the Like I think don't the baseball players they play no, actually no the
no,
baseball
they
players they play white.
Yeah.
What sport does
and
that?
And they took it to the extreme. They took it to the extreme earlier this year in baseball when they had that players weekend and they had all of them that Good Humor Man Milkman uniform while everybody else and then the road teams were wearing Ninja Black. You know.
Yeah.
And I think what's his name Alonso hit his 49th home run, I think. Am I serving me right with the Good Humor Man uniform? And then even
rookie
he admitted that he didn't like the uniform either. But what are you saying?
Yeah. Not saying Rookie of the Year.
Oh yes, congratulations, Rookie of the Year, Pete Alonso. You know he did it, man. He hit 53 home runs, a Met record, and a Major League rookie record, besting Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees. You know, congratulations to Pete Alonso on a phenomenal season. He finished in the top 10 in MVP voting. Cody Bellinger won that one.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say? DeGrom also finished in the top 10 also in that one too. But don't cry for Jacob DeGrom because he is your reigning, defending, undisputed Cy Young Award winner. And that's my boy.
Congrats.
Jacob DeGrom, man. He did it again, man. The man. That's the DeGrominator. You know, he did it again, man. He won back-to-back. He's the second ever Met to win more than one Cy Young Award. Of course, that's Tom Seaver. Seaver won 3, 69, I think 71, and maybe 73, probably. But DeGrom is the only Met to win back-to-back and the sixth Met overall to win. I'm thinking of the Rookie of the Year. Well, which he did win it also. DeGrom did win the Rookie of the Year, so that does also tie him with makes it, you know, relates the story to Pete Alonso winning it, because Pete Alonso became the sixth Met to win the Rookie of the Year.
Right.
Because it was Seaver, Matlock. I'm trying to think who else. Gooden, Strawberry, DeGrom, and then you know, then Pete Alonso. So, you know, congratulations to both men winning big, you know, this week for the Mets, and hopefully that's not the highlight of the season.
I think,
you know,
that, I think those are the highlights of the Mets season.
Well, I'm talking about this upcoming offseason. I'm talking about, well, I mean, they are the highlight of the season, no doubt about that. You know, P. Alonso, you know, he was just a highlight reel, you know, hitting home runs, you know, in the All-Star game. No, not in the, well, the home run derby, I should say. Winning the home run derby, knocking an RBI in the All-Star game, and just becoming the face of the Mets, you know, the future captain of the New York Mets. And hopefully Carlos Beltran will put the T on his jersey before the season starts.
Make it official.
But yeah, man, the Mets, they gotta re-sign Wheeler, you know, because of course he turned down the qualifying offer, which we all knew he would, even though turning down $17 million, you know, is a tough pill to swallow. But in baseball, you know, he's gonna get a bigger contract than that. You know, he's gonna get at least a 4-year contract. The way he's performed and his potential. The Mets need to re-sign him, you know, because we all know they're not going to go after Garrett Cole. You know, Yankees are. They're not going to go, and the Phillies too. They're not going to go after Strasburg. And, you know, the Yankees will as well. If they strike out, no pun intended, with Garrett Cole. And, yeah, the Mets need to re-sign Wheeler. You know, it's as simple as that. If they're not gonna upgrade themselves, they gotta re-sign it. You know, re-sign them for sure. Because you know Marcus Stroman, they acquired him last year. He's gonna be back a second year, and he's gonna change his number from 7 to number 0. You know, because his number six jersey from Toronto is being worn by Jeff McNeil. So, you know, obviously he's not going to give that number up. So he changed his number to number 0. So I think it's a good decision by him. You know, he wanted to give respect to his former Blue Jay teammate, Jose Reyes. So that's the reason why he changed the number to he got rid of the number 7.
Classy move.
It is. So now he's number 0. Hopefully Tony Clark won't be offended, or Mr. Met, you know, for taking his number 0. But,
yeah.
Well, seriousness, you know, hey, it's a good move by him. And they need to sign Rendon, but they won't. But I digress. But you know, the Yankees, they're gonna do their thing. They're gonna go after the, you know, the people they need to turn it around. And, the biggest news in Raw and SmackDown, in WWE, other than this NXT invasion, because NXT is just dominating, man. I haven't
seen NXT in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the highlights, but NXT, man, they've just been invading Raw and SmackDown. And especially the one-sided feud between Shayna Baszler and Bayley. I mean, Becky Lynch is in that match too, but Shayna Baszler has just been whooping Bayley's behind like she stole something. I mean, yes, Bayley got her revenge last week, but come on, this girl beat you up 2 weeks in a row. Now you beat her up. You finally beat her up. You attack her. I mean, Bayley as a heel is not working, because when she turned into a heel, she was like Kurt Angle. You know, she was like a heel who didn't know she was a heel. You know what I mean? She was maintaining her, her baby face, you know, attributes and, you know, smiling to the fans, being the hero they need. And then afterwards, but at that time she was being the sidekick to Sasha Banks, even though she was the SmackDown Women's Champion. So then they finally made her go full heel, and she's just on the wrong end of a beatdown. Because Shayna Baszler is just owning her.
Yeah, she gets her ass whooped.
I mean, come on. She's going to be an afterthought because, you know, Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler, you know, they're going to bring it. And now Bayley, now that she has a heel turn, she got to prove herself as a heel, you know, that she could do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the other big story is CM Punk. He's back, man. First time he's been back in like what, 5 years, man. Congratulations to him, man. I'm glad he's back. You know, hopefully this will open up the doors that, you know, he might make an appearance at Survivor Series since it's in Chicago, and you know, hey, maybe have one more match. Who knows?
Well, right now he's not wrestling. It's just he's working for Fox.
Right, exactly, for the WWE Backstage show.
Right.
And that episode is going to air next week. This Tuesday. So yeah, definitely check that out, folks. I definitely will. And yeah, man, with this show is going by mad quick. And you know, of course, Jets beat the Giants. But you know, they're both having a tough season, and both of them are going to they're one of the teams that were might be interested in Colin Kaepernick in his return. But what was I gonna say? Well, the show's about to end. I wanna thank you, Mac, and the fans for another 10 years. I'm William Rameau, he's Macaulay Matthew, and I hope to see you guys next week. Thank you for everything. God bless. Uh-huh.